Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I'm interviewing Chris Chan from the Mad Mile Group or Commander Center. So, Chris, can you tell me about any tough sales that you've had lately?
Just last night, I was there till 6 o'clock. I was sweating this deal, and it's not a big deal, but it was two older guys that were brothers. They were maybe around the 70s. Owned a pharmacy. Never used a DocuSign. And the deal was excellent for them. I think I was saving them about, I don't know, 10 grand a year. If they came across, they were getting a 400 fiber internet connection. It was just a great deal. New system, professional recording on hold, all of that stuff. Like, the deal was solid. They were just really slow in making a decision. And I had given them 6 months free, but I told them, look, the offer is valid to the end of the financial year. And it took me 45 minutes to walk him through how to do the DocuSign over the phone. So that was a good one. I had about 6:45 last night.
An overtime these days, mate.
Yeah. That was the only day, yeah.
You know, some of those smaller deals can be more complicated than the larger ones, because you're dealing with an owner of a business who's, it's his money. It's not, you know, it's not somebody else's money.
It is, yeah.
You've been able to build that rapport with that customer.
We don't have so much success in the bigger stuff. Like, a lot of our bigger deals are multi-site, smaller deals. So, you know, we've multi-site real estates, multi-site dentists, multi-site, that kind of thing. But they're all, you know, under 15 extensions usually. So
that's the Australian market, though. Like, if you think about business in Australia, they're all sub 15. The in Australia, those 100, 200 handsets, they're far and few between.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that you've been a partner over 10 years. I think we discussed just before. Aria been good to you. I noticed that we do, and I've been here for over 10 years. I noticed that we do pretty well during recessions because customers are watching what they spend. How's Aria been towards you guys? And you know, Ericsson LG, do you guys have any major dramas? Or what's your thoughts? And be honest, it'd be good for everyone to hear.
Aria's been excellent. The ELG brand is sort of a staple in small business. They definitely have the lion's share of the market. So it's really, really easy conversation more often than not to walk in with that brand. Aria in particular, we have a long-standing, really good relationship that's more like a friendship with you guys. And we couldn't be happier. We, you know, there's times that we do it tough. We need a bit of credit. There's times that we're killing it. There's times that you guys say, listen, we need more deals, and we rip in. So I feel it's more of a partnership together. And, yeah, we're really happy with Aria Technologies. And we've had, you know, as you can imagine, a million people come in and knock on the door and get us to flog their systems, but we never budge.
Mate, one sort of other question that I've got is, if I was a brand-new salesperson in this industry, what sort of advice would Mr. Chan give to start off?
Okay, the first thing is, never be in a hurry, because it'll only slow you down. There is an apprenticeship that you have to do, and it's not a fun one, but it's necessary. If you want to be a top 55% conversion rate closer, you've got to come in humble, no matter how old you are, what previous experience you've had. You know, if you're a real estate agent and you thought you were the bigger, you've got to come in humble, because this is the shark tank. I don't care. We are the best closers in the country. And whatever you think you know, you need to unknow it, because you need to learn it our way. The first thing I would advise is, you get on the telephone and you talk to as many customers as you can. Work with someone already on the road and book them appointments. Learn how to take that process, how hard it is to make an appointment, how many calls you have to make, how many no's you have to get, what gets said beforehand, give that appointment to an experienced rep, and then go with him and then see how he goes, because knowing the process from start to finish is definitely an advantage. And then you would just surround yourself with some good mentors. And it just depends on what, like, it's, you deal with different partners. You deal with partners that bring in 100 handsets. They don't do as many numbers, but they're big revenue. If you want to be a closer and you want to do big numbers in small business, there is definitely an apprenticeship you need to do, and you need to align yourself with someone that's already doing good numbers, and you need to study exactly what he does, because the subtleties in conversation, in a presentation, the journey that a customer gets taken with, the times you ask for business, the follow, all of those things, they're very subtle. They may even be missed if you're not paying attention, but it's an art form. And once you have it down, you should be closing one and two people every time you meet someone.
But I can't agree with you more. I remember starting when I very, very first started selling systems. And my boss, who was at the Ericsson Business Phone Center back in the day, Alan, he made me get on the phones with the telemarketers, do the same thing. And then I went out with reps. And then furthermore, he actually made me go out and watch how the installs are done.
Yeah.
And even a couple of years in the business, and then he made us get back on the phones with the tellies. And every now and then he made us go out with the techs. So we couldn't blame it on the technicians, or we couldn't blame it on the tellies, because we kind of knew what they were going through. But I agree with you 100% on those things. I think it's a good thing for a salesperson to learn.
Sure. The technician thing is important, because everything plays a role. The promises you make in the point of sale, they need to be passed on, and you need a good working relationship up and down the chain.
100%.
If you're giving away too much information on the phone, it takes sort of the sizzle away from the sales presentation.
Sales guy, yeah.
All those things need to be monitored with KPIs, conversion rates. There's a formula there too. Like, we want all of our people to be making 100 calls a day. From those 100 calls a day, we expect 2.5 appointments. From those 2.5 appointments, we expect at least a 33% conversion rate. And then from that point, when you're building a business, you know how many telemarketers you need for how many reps, and then you can micromanage where the problems are. If we're not getting the end result, which is, you know, 15 deals per rep, why is that happening? Has he not got enough appointments? Is he not converting enough appointments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? That's when you want to grow on scale. And that's what we have to do, because I've got managers in different states and different buildings and stuff like that. So I need to be able to visually see at a snapshot what the business is doing, so I know where to focus my time.
Mate, it's meant to be a 5-minute podcast. We're at 30 minutes, so I've got enough content for weeks.
Yeah.
And forget about the podcast part, but literally that was exactly what I had to do when I started. I had to get on the phones. Came in as a sales rep, but nah, you learn that telemarketing skill. Boy. Then you learn the sales, but then he was a bastard about it. The installation process as well. So you kind of have to take that all of that journey. I truly believe in that journey.
Probably weren't happy about the phone stuff too. That's what I mean. You just got to come in humble, because we get you know what, the people I don't like are real estate agents, because they all come in with egos.
Oh, yeah.
Good money selling a house, but a house, you don't sell a house. You do that. Buy houses, they don't sell them. So like, they've got an inflated
just sense. A facilitator on that little journey as a real estate.
The listing, mate, there's a little bit of salesmanship in that, but not really. You're not closing, you're just making it. It's like a personality sale, or, you know, sometimes you're in their area or you've sold it. Like, it's different. So I like young people really that are raw, and they don't have any preconceptions of how good they are or what a sales is, and they're just eager to learn.
You know, I think the biggest surprise when I took Michael to your guys' team meeting, and he was like, you know, he's heard this about you guys and how you guys operate, and, you know, all these rumors. And he walked in, he walked out, he goes, that is the most professional business I've seen.
I know.
Mike's a straight shooter.
I understand that too, just how we are.
Yeah.
We're a bit off center, but yeah, there's all method to all everything we do. And at the end of the day, it's all wrapped in a professional, you know, outfit. And we know exactly what's happening all the time.
Thanks so much, Chris, for your interview today. It was definitely an honest one. And thanks for being a great partner of ARIA Technologies. Guys, please remember to subscribe to the channel. And if you do want to be interviewed by myself, let me know. And it definitely, if you have some interesting sales coming up. Thank you very much, and look forward to chatting with you all soon.